由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
Today, I want to give you a message entitled From Hopelessness to Eternal Hope.
今天呢，我们要讲的信息呢，是叫做脱离绝望，进入永生。
And we begin by reading a passage from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24, verses 13 to 33.
咁喺首先咧，喺讲信息之前咧，我要读一段嘅经文，请大家咧系翻开新约圣经《路加福音》24:13-33啊。
So please listen carefully.
请听我读出系《路加福音》嘅24:13-33。正当那日，门徒中有两个人往一个村子去，这村子名叫以马五斯。离耶路撒冷约有25里，他们彼此谈论所遇见的这一切事。正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行，只是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。耶稣对他们说：你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。二人中有一个名叫格留巴的回答说：你在耶路撒冷作客，还不知道这几天在那里所出的事么？耶稣说：什么事呢？他们说：就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事，他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前说话行事都有大能，祭司长和我们的官府竟把他解去定了死罪，钉在十字架上，但我们素来所盼望要赎以色列民的就是他。不但如此，而且这事成就，现在已经3天了。再者，我们中间有几个妇女使我们惊奇，他们清早到了坟墓那里，不见他的身体，就回来告诉我们说，看见了天使显现，说他活了。又有我们的几个人往坟墓那里去，所遇见的正如妇女们所说的，只是没有看见他。耶稣对他们说：无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的么？于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。将近他们所去的村子，耶稣好像还要往前行，他们却强留他说：时候晚了，日头已经平西了，请你同我们住下吧。耶稣就进去，要同他们住下。到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，擘开递给他们，他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然耶稣不见了，他们彼此说：在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的么？他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去，正遇见11个使徒和他们的同人聚集在一处。
My listening friend, every one of us is preoccupied with something.
亲爱的听众朋友，我们每个人的心思都可能是被一些事情霸占住，而觉得很烦恼，很沉重。
Some of us are preoccupied with the future.
有些人是为住自己的前途是觉得坐立不安的。
Some are preoccupied with anxiety regarding their work.
有些呢，就为了他们的工作是觉得很焦虑，很烦扰。
Some are preoccupied with deep sorrow for the loss of a loved one.
有些是因为失去了亲人而陷在一个悲痛里面。
Some are preoccupied with worry over their health.
有些人担心他们的健康。
Some are preoccupied with their children's future.
有啲呢就担心佢哋仔女嘅未来。
Some are preoccupied with past failures that they cannot forget.
有啲人就为咗过去嘅失败系耿耿于怀。
There are some people who allow all of their lives to be continuous preoccupation.
有啲人呢就成日呢系不停咁样系担心呢样忧虑嗰样。
They are so preoccupied that they miss out on the most important thing in life.
佢哋俾呢啲事缠绕住，却系忽略咗生命里边最重要嘅事。
What is that most important thing in life?
咁乜嘢先至系生命里边最重要嘅事呢？
It is knowing God.
就系认识神。
Developing intimacy with God.
同神建立起亲密嘅关系。
Discovering God in this life.
在人生里面体会神的存在。
And the Bible tells us about two such people who were disciples of Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们有两个耶稣的门徒。
They both followed Jesus.
他们都是跟随耶稣的。
They both loved Jesus and walked with Jesus.
他们都爱耶稣，并且是跟耶稣同行。
But because they did not listen to what Jesus had said about his own death and resurrection.
但是他们没有听明白耶稣所讲关于他自己将要怎样去死，怎样去复活的事。
They got distracted by their sorrow over Jesus' death.
所以当耶稣死了之后呢，忧愁就占据住他们的心了。
And they nearly missed out on the joy of the resurrection.
所以呢，令到他们几乎呢，是错过了耶稣复活所带来的喜乐。
They got so immersed in the suffering of Jesus on the cross.
当耶稣在十字架上面是受苦受难的时候，就令到他们是淹没在很深的悲痛里面。
That they could not remember all of the promises of his physical resurrection.
他们根本不记得耶稣讲过自己将要复活这个的应许。
Many of us get so preoccupied with our own problems.
我们都时时是被自己的问题占据了我们的心的。
And with our own sufferings,
还有呢，是我们的痛苦。
And with our own fears,
还有我们的恐惧。
And with our difficult circumstances,
还有呢，我们的困难呢，都是充塞住我们的心的。
That we forget the promise of the resurrected Christ.
以致呢，我们是忘记了复活的基督对我们的应许。
These two disciples were from the town of Emmaus.
这两个的门徒呢，是来自以马五斯这个的镇的。
And Emmaus was about 7 miles from Jerusalem.
以马五斯距离耶路撒冷呢，大概是有7英里的路程。
And when these two saw the horrors of the crucifixion, they lost all hope.
这两个门徒，他们亲眼目睹十字架这个的酷刑，令到他们呢，失去了所有的盼望。
They decided to go home, shut the door, and become depressed for the rest of their lives.
于是呢，他们就决定回家，闩埋道门，忧忧愁愁地过下半生了。
Their preoccupation with their sorrow had blinded them to the fact that the risen Christ was talking to them.
他们的眼睛被悲伤蒙蔽住，以致呢，他们认不出复活的主耶稣基督正是呢，向他们走过来。
Their preoccupation with their own suffering had blinded them to the risen Christ.
他们被伤痛所淹没，以致呢，不能够察觉复活的基督是正是呢，同他们同行的。
My listening friend, I want you to focus with me on 3 things.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你呢，是留意以下3点。
That the risen Christ breaks down their misplaced preoccupation.
第一点就是复活的主解除了他们心头的重担。
The risen Christ confronts their misguided information.
第二呢，是复活的基督纠正了他们心里面的误解。
The risen Christ enlightens their mistaken contemplation.
第三点呢，就是复活的主照亮了他们昏暗的心灵。
In Luke chapter 24, verse 13,
在路加福音的24章13节,
it tells us that these two disciples hung around Jerusalem until the third day.
圣经告诉我们,这两个门徒在耶路撒冷逗留到第三日。
Why the third day?
为什么要等到第三日呢?
Because there was an old myth that said that the spirit hovers around the body for 3 days before it departs.
因为按照古老的传说呢,人死了之后,灵魂会在尸体的旁边逗留三日才离开的。
So when the third day came and the myth did not come true, they became preoccupied with sorrow.
但是到了第三日,这个的传说呢,并没有实现,咁所以他们的心呢,是充满了忧伤了。
Let me ask you this, my listening friend.
亲爱的听众朋友,让我问你一个问题。
How many times, when you are in the middle of a problem, have you remained focused on just one solution to the problem?
有几多次,当你遇到困难,你只是专注在一种的解决方法那里呢?
And then, when that one solution does not materialize,
而当这一种的方法是行不通的时候,
How many times have you allowed hopelessness to fill your heart?
有几多次你就让绝望系占据咗你嘅心呢
？How many times have you placed your hope in the wrong people？
有几多次你系错误咁样将希望寄托喺某个人嘅身上呢
？And so when you meet disappointments, you cover yourself up with bitterness。
所以当希望破灭嘅时候，你就让苦毒系包围住你嘅呢
？And sometimes that bitterness is even directed toward God。
甚至有时你是会将这种的苦毒是发泄在神的身上的呢
Some of you today have misplaced preoccupation, even now as I'm speaking to you.
去到今日就在这一刻啊，仍然有些人呢是背负住不应该有的重担的。
Whether it is preoccupation with success or failure,
无论是事业成败所带来的焦虑。
Whether it is preoccupation with fear or pride,
定义话呢是因为恐惧或者骄傲所引起的忧虑。
Or the preoccupation with broken dreams or no dreams at all.
又或者是他们的美梦破碎又或者呢甚至是完全没有梦想没有目标。
Whatever your misplaced preoccupation are today, the risen Christ can break them if you allow him to.
无论你有几重的担子今日只要你愿意复活的主是将要除去你一切的重担的。
These two disciples failed to recognize that the very cross, which was the mallet that shattered their dreams, was also the very instrument of God's redemption.
这两位的门徒，他们万万想不到，正是让他们梦想破碎的那个的酷刑的十字架，却是成为了彰显神救赎大能的工具。
The very pouring of Jesus' blood was the door to the resurrection.
正是耶稣所流出来的宝血成为了永生的门。
That the very rugged cross is the instrument of God's love.
正是那个丑陋的十字架彰显了神的爱。
That the very tomb that buried Jesus was the burial ground for their sin and guilt.
正是埋葬耶稣身体的坟墓将他们的罪孽彻底地埋葬。
So the risen Christ breaks down their misplaced preoccupation.
所以我们说复活的基督解除了他们心头的重担。
Secondly, the risen Christ confronts their misguided information.
第二点就是复活的基督纠正了他们心里面的误解。
Listen to what Jesus said to them in Luke 24, verses 25 and 26.
请听耶稣在路加福音24章25至26节对门徒所讲的说话。
He said to them, How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken.
主耶稣对他们说无知的人啊先知所讲的一切话 你们的心信得太迟钝了。
Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?
他还说基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀岂不是应当的吗？
It is not important what other people say about Jesus.
无论人家怎样去谈论耶稣都不紧要。
It is important what the one who died and rose again says about himself.
但是这位从死里复活的主亲自谈论他自己，那就极其重要了。
There is so much misguided information today.
今天呢，错谬的信息呢，可以说是比比皆是的。
Misguided information that says Jesus is not the only way to heaven.
有人说耶稣不是我们得救唯一的途径。
And today, as it was back then, the resurrected Christ confronts all the misguided information.
但是正如好像当年一样，复活的主亲自驳斥这些无稽的讲法。
Just as he did with these two disciples from Emmaus.
正如当日他对那两位以马五斯的门徒所做的一样。
Why does he do that?
为什么耶稣要这样做呢？
Because he loves you.
因为耶稣他爱你。
Because he cares for you.
因为他关心你。
Because he paid a hefty price for your salvation.
他为了拯救你付上了沉重的代价。
The risen Lord Jesus tells these two disciples that they ought to have known better.
复活的主话俾呢两位嘅门徒听，佢哋本来应该系明白嘅。
If they had studied the prophecies about Jesus in the Bible, which we call the Old Testament,
假如佢哋学过圣经旧约里边所记嘅众先知关于耶稣嘅预言
，had they believed the word of God,
假如佢哋相信神嘅说话。
They would have known that the grave could not have held the Lord's Messiah.
他们就应该明白坟墓是不能够困住弥赛亚的。
That the grave had to be defeated once and for all by the Son of God.
神的儿子将要一次而且是永远地去战胜死亡的权势。
My listening friend, listen carefully, please.
我亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细听我讲啊。
Whatever false information you have been holding onto regarding the Lord Jesus Christ,
无论过去你听了、信了几多有关于耶稣基督错谬的信息，
allow the resurrected Christ to confront any misguided information.
就让主耶稣基督复活的大能呢，来去对付这一切的错谬啊。
The Bible says,
圣经这样讲，
If Jesus was not raised from the dead, we are to be more pitied than all humanity.
圣经就是说，如果耶稣没有从死里复活，我们就比世界上任何的人都要更加可怜。
Our faith stands and falls on the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们的信仰是建立在耶稣基督的复活之上的。
The question, my listening friend, is this.
但是我亲爱的听众朋友，我想问你以下的问题。
Will you open your heart and receive his forgiveness?
你愿不愿意敞开你的心接受耶稣基督的赦罪的恩典呢？
Will you invite him into your life to be the Savior and the Lord of your life?
你愿不愿意邀请他进入你的心做你的救主和生命的主宰呢？
The risen Christ breaks down our misplaced preoccupation.
复活的主，复活的耶稣基督要解除我哋心头嘅重担。
The risen Christ confronts our misguided information.
复活嘅主耶稣基督要纠正我哋心里边嘅误解。
Thirdly, the risen Christ enlightens our mistaken contemplation.
第三点就是复活的基督要光照我们昏暗的心灵。
Listen to Luke 24 verses 30 and 31.
请听我读出路加福音24章30至31节。那里说，到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，擘开，递给他们， 他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然耶稣不见了。
When Christ comes into your life, he does not just become another person to occupy space in your life.
当主耶稣进入你的生命里面，并不是说你生命里面多了一个同你密切关系的一个人那么简单的。
No.
绝对不是这样。
But when Jesus Christ is invited by you into your life, he will take over.
而是说当你邀请耶稣基督进入你的生命的时候，他就要在你的生命里面完全掌权。
These two disciples from Emmaus were now different from us.
这两位从以马五斯来的信徒和我们没什么分别的。
Their vision was blurred to the very person who was walking and talking with them.
他们的视线模糊不清，认不出和他们同行、和他们讲说话的正是主耶稣。
Their contemplations were mistaken.
他们的观念呢是不正确的。
How?
为什么呢？他们究竟错在哪里呢？
Because the one whose death they were mourning was alive and talking to them.
原来已经复活并且是和他们讲说话的耶稣，他们居然认不出，而且还在哀悼他。
And as soon as they recognized Jesus, their lives were changed.
但是一旦他们认出耶稣，他们的生命就完全改变了。
They moved from fear to courage.
他们就由恐惧、战惊变为是欢欣鼓舞了。
They moved from pain to joy.
他们由痛苦就变成是喜乐了。
They moved from the agony of defeat to the thrill of victory.
他们就从挫败的伤痛里面转变为胜利的欢乐了。
And they got up immediately and made that track of 7 miles back to Jerusalem to tell the disciples the good news.
他们就即刻启程，就行了7里的路，是回到耶路撒冷，将这个好消息是话给其他的门徒听。
My listening friend, that's exactly what the risen Christ can do for you when you invite him to take over your life.
我亲爱的听众朋友，如果你愿意邀请耶稣基督来去掌管你的人生，那照样复活的主亦都能够改变你的生命的。
How did Jesus deal with their misplaced preoccupation?
耶稣是怎样去解除他们心头的重担的呢？
And misguided information.
是怎样去纠正他们心里面的误解的呢？
And mistaken contemplation.
又是怎样去光照他们昏暗的心灵的呢？
He dealt with these things by reasonable and logical explanation of the facts.
他有条有理地去指出事实，很仔细地去跟他们去解释。
Look at verse 27 of chapter 24.
请你去看路加福音的24章27节。
And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself.
那里说，于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
Most likely Jesus told them of Moses' prophecy concerning himself in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 15.
或者耶稣当时就是引用《申命记》18章15节那里摩西讲到有关于耶稣的预言。
That there will be a prophet from among them whom God will raise up.
亦即是说，神要从他们当中去兴起一位先知。
No doubt he told them that David saw Jesus 1,000 years before his incarnation on the right hand of God.
毫无疑问，主耶稣亦都告诉他们，大卫在主降生1000多年之前，就已经看见主是在神的右边了。
And how in Isaiah Jesus is the suffering servant.
还有呢，就是在先知以赛亚的预言里面，耶稣就是那位受苦的仆人了。
And how in Jeremiah, Jesus is the branch of righteousness.
还有呢，就是在耶利米书里面，耶稣是公义的苗裔。
And how in Hosea, he is the lily of the fields.
在何西亚书里面呢，他就是野地里面的百合花。
and how in Joel he is the hope of his people.
在约珥书里面，他就是他子民的盼望。
And in Amos, he is the plowman who overtakes the reaper.
在阿摩斯书里面，他就是那位耕种不息的农夫。
And then how in Obadiah, he is the deliverer upon Mount Zion.
然后在俄巴底亚书里面，他就是上到去锡安山的那位拯救者。
And how in the book of Jonah, he is the fulfillment of the sign of Jonah.
在约拿书里面，先知约拿所经历的神迹就是耶稣基督的预表，这些都在主的身上是应验了。
And how in Micah he is the turning again of God.
在尼迦书里面，他是回心转意赦免罪孽的神。
And how in Nahum he is on the mountain proclaiming peace.
在拿鸿书里面，他就是登山报好信传平安的人。
And how in Habakkuk he is the anointed one who brings salvation.
在哈巴谷书里面，他是那位带来拯救的受膏者。
And how in Zephaniah he is the pure word.
在西番雅书里面，他就是清洁的言语。
And in Haggai he is the rebuilder of the city of God.
而在哈该书里面，他就是重建神的殿的。
And how in Zechariah he is the dawn of holiness.
在撒加利亚书里面，他是圣洁的曙光。
And finally in the last book of the Old Testament, the book of Malachi, how he is the refiner's fire.
而在旧约最后一卷书马拉基书里面，他就是烧尽碎阶的烈火。
He is the risen Lord.
他是复活的主。
He is the Alpha and the Omega.
他是首先的，亦都是末后的。
The beginning and the end.
他是开始，亦都是终结。
These two disciples from Emmaus may have been slow.
以马五斯的这两位的门徒，或者呢，反应是迟钝一点。
But when they saw the truth, they believed it.
但是当他们看见真理，他们就相信了。
And it is my prayer today that you understand the truth too.
盼望呢，你今日亦都能够系明白真理。
What is that truth?
呢个真理系乜嘢呢？
That the risen Jesus Christ wants to come into your life.
就系复活嘅耶稣基督要进入你嘅生命。
Will you invite him?
你愿唔愿意邀请佢进入嚟呢？
None of your preoccupations today can be compared in importance to the eternal life that you can receive today.
在今生冇咩嘅挂虑咧，系比你将要得到嘅永生更加重要嘅。
Whatever preoccupations you may have today, the risen Christ can set you free.
无论你今日有啲咩担心，有啲咩挂虑，复活嘅基督都要让你得到自由。
You can become a new creation in Christ.
在耶稣基督里面，你要变成一个新造的人。
Will you receive the gift of eternal life?
你愿不愿意去接受永生这一份礼物呢？
You can have it today.
你今天就可以拥有它了。
It's yours for the asking.
只要你愿意就可以得着。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次节目时间再见。